WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, men. Welcome back to Masculine Power, your daily dose of real talk and motivation. Today, we're diving headfirst into something we all face at some point, fear and anxiety. Yeah, those pesky little whispers in the back of your mind that can hold you back from chasing your dreams, conquering challenges, or even just enjoying a freaking day off. Ever felt like you were standing on the edge of a cliff, staring down at the daunting drop below? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and your brain throws every worst-case scenario imaginable at you? Yeah, fear can be a real buzzkill. But here's the thing, guys, it doesn't have to control us. We can learn to manage it, conquer it, even turn it into fuel for our fire. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you tackle those feelings of fear and anxiety head-on. First up, acknowledge your feelings. Seriously, don't try to bury them under a pile of bravado or pretend they don't exist. It's like trying to ignore a flat tire on a road trip. It ain't gonna go away, just going to cause more headaches down the line. When those feelings creep in, take a moment, acknowledge them, and say, "Hey, I'm feeling anxious right now." Just naming the feeling can make it feel less overwhelming. Next, challenge your negative thoughts. We've all got that inner critic, the one who whispers doubts and fears into our ears. But guess what? That voice isn't always reliable. Often, those anxieties are based on assumptions, not facts. So, when you catch yourself spiraling down a rabbit hole of what ifs, stop and ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, you'll find that your fears are much less grounded in reality than you initially thought. Thirdly, focus on what you can control. Life throws curveballs at all of us. There are things we can influence and things we can't. Don't waste your energy worrying about the stuff outside your control. It's a recipe for frustration and anxiety. Instead, channel that energy into taking action on things within your sphere of influence. Set goals, make plans, and take small steps towards achieving what you want. Next up, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight, although, hey, if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sounds around you, feel the ground beneath your feet. These little things can help bring you back to the present and quiet those anxious thoughts. Lastly, don't be afraid to seek support. We are not lone wolves, guys. We need each other. Talk to your friends, family, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and give you valuable insights and perspective. Now, let me tell you about a friend of mine, Mark. Mark was a talented musician who had always dreamed of playing on stage. But he struggled with crippling stage fright. Every time he got close to performing, his anxiety would skyrocket. He'd sweat buckets, his hands would tremble, and his mind would race with negative thoughts. It almost held him back from pursuing his passion. But Mark decided to take action. He started practicing mindfulness techniques, challenged his negative thoughts, and even joined a support group for musicians dealing with performance anxiety. Slowly but surely, he gained more confidence. He learned breathing exercises to calm his nerves and focused on enjoying the music instead of worrying about the audience. Eventually, he took that leap and performed on stage. It wasn't perfect, but it was a huge step forward. Mark learned that overcoming fear is a journey, not a destination. So, remember guys, you are not alone in this fight against fear and anxiety. Acknowledge your feelings, challenge those negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, and don't be afraid to seek support. These strategies can equip you to face any challenge that comes your way with courage and confidence. Today's takeaway? You have the power to choose how you respond to fear and anxiety. Don't let those feelings define you. Take charge, embrace the challenge, and keep moving forward. Now go out there and conquer your day, gentlemen. And remember, if this podcast resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share it with your buddies who could use a dose of masculine power. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.